Now God opened my eyes to his truth, and I gained my understanding. I was only 20 years old, a young married father for just over a year. We had had our daughter Samantha, who many of you know. And I was thinking to myself, if I wanted to be a good father, I needed to start reading the Bible and see what God said and learn how God wanted me to teach my child. So I started listening late at night after I got interested in reading the Bible to Mr. Herbert Armstrong on The World Tomorrow. And then later on, I saw he had a TV show, so I started watching the TV show. And it was always interesting to see all the different figures from Daniel, the statue and all the beasts coming out of the sea and from Revelation. So I was thinking that it would be really nice for me being Catholic to have someone who knew the Bible like Mr. Armstrong did. Well, I found out that wasn't going to happen. But it was about this time of year I was watching and on the TV, and Mr. Armstrong stated that the resurrection was not on Sunday. Well, of course, that got my attention because I had grown up 28 years believing Easter was when Christ rose. So I got interested. I listened to the show, and I was astonished at what he taught, and we'll see some of that in just a little bit. But I told my wife about it, and she was excited. She thought, well, that sounds true. But she said, could we please go and talk to the priest to see what the priest has to say about it? And I thought, well, that can't hurt anything. So we did. We went and we saw the priest and told him what I'd read. And he told my wife and I that the church believed in tradition. And their tradition was that Christ died on Friday and that he rose on Sunday. My wife was elated when she heard him say that, because she thought, I didn't have to change. I could keep the way I am. But I saw that it was a lie, and that Christ wouldn't be Christ if he didn't remain in the grave 3 days and three nights. We did remain happily married. We struggled over religion, but we had a very nice marriage and raised five children until my wife died of cancer in 2002. So today I would like to show from scriptures and prove that there is a different resurrection than the one the traditional Christianity teaches, and that I believe for the first 20 years of my life, and that I would have bet my life on, that Christ didn't die on Friday and rise on Sunday, but rose, died on Wednesday and rose on the Sabbath evening. So here's my 3 points. We will look at Jesus warning to his followers to not allow any man to deceive them like the priest had deceived my wife. We'll read how Christ's own words on his law and how long he would remain in the grave in this earth would be the only sign that he would give that he was the Christ. And we will look at the words in the Bible that have been twisted to say the wrong thing. So let's start first, Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5. Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5. Jesus knew he wasn't going to be with them much longer, and he wanted them to be aware, and us to be aware, that people would try to deceive them. In verse 4, and Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many. Yes, most versions of Christianity today say that Jesus actually is the Christ. And most would have you believe that they're telling you the truth. But as we'll see, they are not. So let's move on to point 2. We will read Christ's own words on how long he would be in the grave. Let's turn over to Matthew 12. Matthew 12 and verses 38 through 40. Now, before this, Christ had healed a man in the temple area, and the man's hand was healed, and the Pharisees were angry that Christ was healing on the Sabbath. And then large crowds started to follow Jesus, and he was healing all kinds of people. It said that he healed them all. But the Pharisees' hearts were cold, and they didn't believe that Christ was the Christ, so they wanted a sign. So let's pick it up in verse 38. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." All those signs he had been doing weren't enough for them. But he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except that of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish." That's an interesting idea, isn't it, to be in the belly of a great fish? What does that smell like? "So will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." The only sign Christ would give the scribes and Pharisees that would be that he would be in the earth 3 days and three nights, just like Jonah had been in the belly of the great fish for 3 days and three nights. So let's look at the two scenarios of the crucifixion, modern Christianity's and the one that we believe. So the first scenario, Jesus Christ died on a Friday. He was buried before sundown and resurrected on Sunday morning. Well, that only gives you Friday night, one night, Saturday, one day, and Saturday night, two nights. So two nights and one day. Clearly, it does not fulfill the list of things that Christ said that he had to be in the grave 3 days and three nights. So basically, it's calling Christ a liar. The second scenario, we know when Christ died. He died in an afternoon and he was buried right before sunset. We also know that he was risen on Sunday morning. So if we go back to sunset before Sunday morning, it would have been Saturday evening. So you're back Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. Christ would have been dead and buried on Wednesday in order for him to be in the grave 3 days and three nights. But those that claim a Friday resurrection or Friday burial would claim that Christ died on the Passover, which is Friday, isn't it? Well, let's go over to John 19 and 31, and we'll show why it wasn't a regular weekly Sabbath. John 19, verse 31. We'll see how the words of the Bible have been twisted to say something that he won't. Therefore, verse 31, "Therefore, it was the preparation day that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath." And in parentheses, it says, "For that Sabbath was a high day." That day, of course, we know is the first day of unleavened bread. It wasn't the weekly Sabbath that year. It was a high Sabbath. And the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they may take them away. So the preparation that year was an annual Sabbath and not the weekly Sabbath. So the Bible holds exactly true. Its word is pure and holy. And by studying it, we find out how it's true. We find out that Christ told Satan that we must live by every word of God, not make up our own traditions and different things, but do what God says. In Proverbs 30, verse 5, it says, "Do we trust God's word over the traditions of men?" So in conclusion, what have we learned today? We need to listen to the word of God, to study God's word, so that you cannot be deceived by man. We have seen that Christ was in the grave for 3 days and three nights, just as Jonah had been in the big fish for 3 days and three nights. That Jesus perfectly fulfilled the one sign he said he would and left no doubt that he was the Messiah. That he died on a Wednesday and he rose late on the Sabbath. And thirdly, by the changing the preparation day for the annual Sabbath of the first day of unleavened bread to the preparation day for the weekly Sabbath, it completely twists and distorts the timing of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It tries to nullify the Word of God and lead all man into slavery to the Babylonian mystery religion. 41 years ago, I felt I was released from an oppressive system that deceived me. But God has shown me his truth and set me free to serve him for all eternity.